I want you to picture a scenario. It's a Tuesday morning. You're maybe three sips into your coffee, feeling pretty good about the week ahead. You open your laptop, scroll through your inbox, and then you see it. The subject line that has the power to make even the most seasoned executive break out in a cold sweat.
Oh no.
One word, audit.
Oh, the dreaded O word. It really is the business equivalent of the monster under the bed, isn't it? It keeps leaders up at night.
It really does.
It implies someone is coming to find mistakes, to disrupt your flow, or
Yeah.
maybe hit you with a fine that just ruins your quarter.
And it's completely understandable. We live in a world where the rules of the game seem to change every time you blink. But here's the thing, and this is what we're going to unpack today. It doesn't have to be a nightmare. In fact, here at V Technologies, our perspective is, well, we're shifting the narrative entirely. We believe that with the right support, compliance can actually be a superpower.
Exactly. That is the core of what we want to discuss in this deep dive. We're talking about navigating regulatory compliance with IT consulting support. But we aren't talking about this as outsiders looking in. We're talking about this from our perspective, inside V Technologies. We're going to look at how our teams, our engineers, and our consultants approach this massive challenge every single day.
Right. And we aren't just riffing here. We are digging into some serious thought leadership from our own organization, specifically drawing on insights from our client services director, Barbara Culpepper.
Barbara's perspective is crucial. She has this incredible knack for bridging that gap between tech speak and business goals.
She really does.
She really embodies our philosophy here at V. She frames compliance not as just checking boxes or jumping through bureaucratic hoops, but as a way to safeguard integrity.
About trust.
It's about ensuring customer trust and ultimately protecting the bottom line. When we speak to clients, that's the message we lead with.
So the mission for today is simple. We want to move you from panic to preparation. We want to show you how, when you partner with us, specifically with the IT consulting capabilities we have here at V Compliance, becomes less of a burden and more of a strategic asset.
Let's dive in.
Okay, so let's start with the landscape. Why is this so hard right now? Why does it feel like every client we talk to is just drowning in red tape?
Well, internally, we often call it the alphabet soup of regulations. It's voluminous and it's everywhere.
It really is.
I mean, just look at the major frameworks we deal with across our different divisions. You've got GDPR in Europe dealing with privacy, which fundamentally changed how we handle data globally.
And then you have IPA here in the U.S. for healthcare, which is massive for our healthcare division.
Oh, absolutely massive. We handle patient records, coding, sensitive health data. So we ain't no IPA inside and out. Then you've got SOX for finance, CCPA for privacy in California.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Not even close. And the tricky part, and this is what trips so many organizations up, is that these regulations aren't uniform. They vary by region, by industry, even by the specific technology platform you're using.
Feels like you need a law degree just to run a server these days. And the stakes. I mean, we aren't just talking about a slap on the wrist, are we?
Far from it. This is where the tension really comes in. The consequences of noncompliance are severe. We're talking about financial penalties that can cripple a company's growth.
Right.
We're talking about lawsuits. We're talking about operational disruptions where you might have to literally shut down a service to fix a violation.
But there's something even bigger than the money.
There is, it's reputational harm. We always point to the Global Digital Trust Insights report from PwC. They talk about this concept of digital trust. Trust is the currency of the digital age. If we or our clients lose that trust because of a data breach or a compliance failure, it is incredibly hard to earn it back.
That makes perfect sense. If I can't trust you with my data, I can't do business with you. But let's look at this from the perspective of the internal teams. We work alongside IT departments all the time. What are we seeing them go through?
It's a constant internal struggle. You have IT teams who are already stretched thin. Their primary job is usually keeping the lights on.
Sure, making sure email works, servers are up.
That the product is shipping. But now, on top of that, they're also expected to drive digital transformation.
Right, they have to innovate. They need to be implementing the next big thing while keeping all the old things running.
Exactly. So you're juggling innovation and maintenance, and then you have to keep up with these nuanced, constantly evolving rules. It creates what we call a strain factor.
That strain affects
It
everything.
affects productivity, it tanks morale, and ironically, it increases risk because when you're rushing, you miss things. Even really well-meaning organizations fall short simply because they lack the specialized resources we can provide.
Which brings us to the solution. This is where we need to change the narrative a bit. I think traditionally, when people hear consultant, especially when it's about compliance, they think of an outsider in a suit who comes in, points out everything you're doing wrong, hands you a bill, and leaves.
Right, the seagull approach. Fly in, make a mess, and fly out.
Exactly. The seagull approach.
That is precisely what we avoid at V Technologies. We have to reframe that role. We view our IT consultants not as auditors who are there to catch you, but as strategic allies.
An ally. I like that. It's much more collaborative.
It has to be. Our goal is to interpret the rules and integrate them into practical, sustainable workflows. It's not about pointing out flaws. It's about fixing them in a way that actually helps the business run smoother. We don't want to just identify the gap. We want to build the bridge.
And we're uniquely positioned to do this because of the sheer breadth of what V Technologies does. I mean, looking at our portfolio, it's wild. We're not just an IT shop. We do everything from animation to engineering to logistics.
And that diversity is our strength in compliance. Because we actually do the work in these regulated industries, we understand the needs from the ground up. We're not just reading the manual. We're writing the code that has to comply with the manual.
Let's look at a few examples to make this concrete. Take our finance and accounting services.
Right. We handle bookkeeping, payroll, tax prep, all for clients globally. We are dealing with sensitive financial data every single day. So when our consulting team helps a client with SOX compliance, we aren't guessing. We know exactly what it requires because we live it.
Or look at healthcare and logistics. Two very different worlds, but both so heavy on regulation.
Healthcare is a prime example. We deal with patient records. We have to be SciPay compliant in our own operations. In logistics, think about our freight bill audit and payment portal. We're dealing with international trade laws, customs.
Sensitive cargo data.
All of it. Even in data analytics, we offer big data services and enterprise data management. You just can't do that today without understanding privacy laws inside and out.
Right. And this brings us back to Barbara Culpepper's philosophy.
Yes. As our client services director, she really champions this idea. The key takeaway from her approach, and really the V Technologies approach, is that the goal isn't to slow down innovation to be safe.
Because that's the fear, right? If we have to be compliant, we'll never ship anything. We'll be stuck in meetings forever.
Exactly. But Barbara argues, and we prove this daily, that the goal is to stay compliant without slowing down daily operations. It's about building compliance into the process. So speed and safety happen at the same time. It's compliance by design.
Okay, so let's get specific. I want to unpack the how. In our white paper on this, we identified five key areas where our IT consulting support really moves the needle. Let's walk through them. Number one, security architecture design and implementation.
This is building the fortress. It's not just about installing some antivirus software and calling it a day. It's about the fundamental structure of your network.
The foundation.
The foundation. How is it designed? Is it segmented properly? If someone gets into one part of the system, can they access everything? We help design architectures that are resilient by default.
It's like building a submarine with watertight compartments. If one floods, the whole ship doesn't sink.
Precisely. And that requires a deep understanding of both the hardware and the software, which our engineering teams absolutely have.
Number two, data protection and privacy program development. This feels huge, especially with the AI work we're doing.
It is. We talk about things like natural language processing and image processing in our AI capabilities. This tech processes massive amounts of unstructured data. You need a robust program to make sure personal identifiers are stripped out or encrypted.
So you can use the tech safely.
Right. We help clients categorize their data, what's public, what's confidential, what's restricted, so that they can innovate without violating privacy laws.
Okay, number three is one that I think catches a lot of people off guard. Yeah. Third-party and vendor compliance assessment.
This is the blind spot, a huge one. You might be compliant, but what about your vendors? If you share data with a third party and they get breached, you are often responsible.
Wow.
So we help our clients audit their vendors. We check their security certs, their data handling practices, everything. We know how to vet partners because we do it for our own supply chains.
That is so important. You're only as strong as your weakest link.
Yeah.
Okay, number four, regulatory audit preparation and documentation.
This is about being audit ready. at all times, not just scrambling when the letter arrives.
Right.
It involves maintaining meticulous documentation. Our team helps set up systems where that documentation happens automatically as part of the workflow. So if an auditor walks in, you just hand them the report. No panic. It turns the audit from a scavenger hunt into a simple handover.
I love that. No panic should be a service line item on our website.
It really should.
And finally, number 5, staff training and change management. The human element.
The human element is critical. You can have the best firewalls in the world, but if an employee clicks a phishing link, you're in trouble. Regulations change, and your staff needs to change with them.
And generic training videos just don't cut it.
They don't. We provide training that's specific and relevant to the role. A developer needs different training than a sales rep.
So we have the areas of focus,
mm-hmm.
but how do we actually execute this? If a client comes to us and says, "Help, I think we have a problem," what's our methodology?
We follow a structured approach. It moves from gap to roadmap.
Okay, walk us through that.
Step one is the gap assessment. We have to know where we stand. We come in, look at the current state of affairs. Where are we vulnerable right now? We look at the delta between where the client is and where the regulation says they need to be.
And then?
Then we move to roadmap development. This is crucial. We align the compliance steps with the broader business goals. We don't just dump a list of fixes on the IT team and wish them luck.
You prioritize.
We prioritize them based on risk and business impact. We say, fix this first because it protects your revenue. Fix this second because it satisfies the auditor.
And finally, implementation.
Right. And this is where V technology shines because we have the technical chops to actually fix the problems. We have application modernization services, system integration teams. If you have a legacy app that can't be secured, we can modernize it. We don't just tell you it's broken. We fix it.
That's the key differentiator. It turns that feeling of panic into an actual plan.
Right.
It provides stability.
Precisely. It's end to end from, uh-oh, we have a problem, to system patched, documented, and secure.
Now, I want to look ahead, because if there's one thing we know, it's that technology moves faster than the law.
Always. It's the nature of the beast.
We have some incredible things happening in tech right now. Artificial intelligence, blockchain, the Internet of Things. But these things are creating regulatory questions that don't even have answers yet.
That is the new frontier. If you look at our thought leadership piece, The Silent AI Revolution, we talk about this. Think about the regulatory implications of AI. Who's responsible if an AI makes a biased decision? How do you audit a neural network?
These are questions we're actively exploring at V.
We have to. In IoT, everything is connected. Smart meters in the energy sector, which we work with, that is a lot of data flowing back and forth, and the laws are still catching up.
Which is why the distinction between being proactive and reactive is so important.
It's critical. A reactive business waits for the law to be written and passed before they act. They are constantly playing catch up.
Always on their back foot.
Always. A proactive business, supported by forward-thinking consultants like us, anticipates the direction of regulation. We help clients build flexible IT infrastructure, so when the new law inevitably comes down, they can pivot quickly.
So foresight is essentially a competitive advantage.
It's more than insurance. It is a competitive advantage. Think about it. If you are ready for the new regulation and your competitor isn't, you can capture the market while they're stuck in legal meetings.
That is a powerful way to look at it. It turns compliance into a growth engine.
It really does. It all circles back to what we said at the beginning. Regulatory compliance is complicated. There's no getting around that. But with the right IT consulting support, the kind of deep cross-industry support we offer here at V Technologies, it moves from being a risk to an advantage.
And it all comes back to trust and transparency.
Always. That is the bedrock of everything we do.
You know, what strikes me about our conversation is just how interconnected all of this is. We talked about finance, animation, healthcare, engineering. Usually those things sit in silos.
Right.
But at V, that cross-industry experience lets us see patterns that others miss.
And that is our value proposition. We have extraordinary expertise that leads to remarkable results. Because we've solved a data privacy problem in our healthcare division, we can apply those learnings to a finance client. It's all connected. We don't have to reinvent the wheel for every client.
So for the listener who is sitting there, maybe nodding along, maybe realizing they have a few gaps of their own, what should they do?
Well, first, don't panic, but do take action. I would encourage you to visit the Insights page on the V Technologies website. We have white papers, case studies, that Silent AI Revolution piece we mentioned. It's a great way to deepen your knowledge.
And if they want to get started on that gap assessment,
reach out via the Contact Us page. Let's start the conversation. Let our team come in and take a look. Let's turn that anxiety into a roadmap. We're ready to help.
Absolutely. We're here to help you navigate this.
We are.
I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over today. We started with the nightmare scenario of the audit, but let's flip it. If an auditor walked into your office tomorrow morning, would you view it as a disaster, or would you view it as an opportunity to show off your resilience? The difference between those two reactions, it isn't luck, it's preparation.
Could have said it better.
Thanks for diving in with us today.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep learning and keep building. This has been The Deep Dive.